This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Good Day Program to solve your problems. Yes, indeed. This is the place to come. If you have any problems whatsoever, address them, please, to me and or Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, social media address, Facebook and Instagram. Our address is at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter it's Good Day On Air. Here to fight truth decay. It's the American way, right? People are attracted to us because we solve your problems. How about that? Everybody has problems. That song by the Everly Brothers, Problems, Problems, Problems. Okay, so maybe I can't sing it that well, but you get the reference anyway. So here we have the last resort for some people of reality. Of intelligence, yes, intelligence for your life. That sounds like John Tesh, right? Intelligence for your life.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Are we going to get sued for even saying those words together? Isn't it copyright or trademark?
Probably is, but all right. What you found? What'd you find, James? Everly Brothers.
Problems all day long.
Good job. They fix them.
Will my problems work?
You know, there's another example, if I may refer to it. There was a great documentary. Well, it was a documentary. There was on Sirius XM channel that focuses on 50s music. Well, I think it was 50s and 60s. Can't remember one of the channels anyway. There was on Father's Day, the sons of Roy Orbison, Chuck Berry, and Phil Everly. And they were talking about their fathers, obviously, and their music and being, well, they're good fathers or not. But during the course of the conversation, which was very penetrating, it's kind of a made great podcast because it's not really, you know, it doesn't sound like an official radio program. It's just people talking among themselves, which is what good podcasts are all about. So, by the way, podcasts are not supposed to sound like radio shows. A lot of radio people do them. We do our podcast here, which is basically an assemblage of the main issues. We don't call them podcasts. We call them downloads because they're not really podcasts. But they are a simulation of what really was talked about during the course of the program, whether it be the Good Day Show, or whether it be the Good Day Health Show, or whether it be the American Family Farmer, Talk Radio Countdown Show. They are all assemblages of the smaller parts of the greater whole. Anyway, so listening to this conversation with these three guys, what I realized, and when anybody realized that these kids became wealthy and are running their father's businesses long after they were gone, and they're making more money now than their fathers ever did when they were alive. The Everly Brothers and the music that they wrote, the catalogs, what the value is of that. Roy Orbison, for heaven's sakes. Chuck Berry. Can you imagine how much that guy's family is worth? With all the songs that he created.
Amount.
Oh, my heavens. The music is used in, and they were talking about this, how they use the music in the movies and commercials, and they have the hologram thing of Roy Orbison that's going around. There's all kinds of ways of taking those images and that music and making money with it. So, yeah, and that solves the problem of the family not having any money. Problem solved. There it is. Okay, here's the problem that was faced by a youngster who got bitten by an alligator. Florida teenager talking about his close call. Was it last week we had the girl that had her leg bitten off by a shark? What the heck is going on?
It seems like once a week there is something about whether it is a bear attack, a gator, shark. Yes, it's a lot. Nature's humans right now.
Gabriel Klimas, I believe his name, 13 years old, swimming with friends in Winter Springs, Florida, in a creek. There's the first problem. He heard some water, and then he felt a gator latch onto his leg as he was getting out of the water. Oof. He said, I knew he wouldn't let go. There's no getting him off because his jaw was so tight. No getting out of that. So he had the presence of mind, though, to take a stick and whack the animal over the head.
Good for this kid, because isn't that what how gators kill is they grab a hold of you and then they pull you down below,
so you drown first.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. So anyway, he called for help. Dial 911. I just got bit by a gator. I mean, that's got to be not a frequent call, but something not unexpected if you're swimming in a creek in Winter Springs, Florida. Gators all over the place down there.
Well, they're everywhere. I mean, there's really no place you can swim. In a pool, sure, you can see there's nothing in the pool, but they even find their way into pools.
Down there they do, yeah, for sure. Okay, let's talk about the 800-pound gorilla in the broadcast room. This is going to be, I'm going to guess if I were a guessing sort, and I am from time to time, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm betting this is number one this week. What do you bet? Donald Trump responding to the audio that has him discussing his keeping secret documents and acknowledging that they were classified and joking about it was too late for him because he wasn't president anymore to declassify them. So this is a tape, a conversation, a recording made at his golf club in New Jersey a couple of years ago, but he was out of office. This is something new, or maybe they had the goods on it before, but as usual, something like this is bound to get leaked because there are a lot of people, surprise, surprise, that don't like Donald Trump and they want to see him not be president. In fact, they'd like to see him in the slammer. We have some of the audio in case you haven't heard this. This is kind of the last day or so. This is, you're going to hear a lot. As I said, this will be the story of the week. All right, James, play a little of this audio, will you?
He said that I wanted to attack Iran. Isn't it amazing? I have a big pile of papers. This thing just came up. Look. This was him. They presented me this. This is off the record, but they presented me this. This was him. This was the Defense Department and him.
Wow.
We looked at some. This was him. This wasn't done by me. This was him. Mm-hmm. All sorts of stuff. Pages long. Right. Look.
Obama.
Wait a minute. Let's see here.
Yeah.
I just found, isn't that amazing? This totally wins my case, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Except it is like highly confidential. Yeah. Secret.
Wins the case, except it's illegal.
Look at this.
Yeah. It's amazing. And there's a lot more. I think it's a couple of minutes to the tape. But it's just more of the drama. Drama, drama. Drama, 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 drama. Drama, drama, drama.
So, but doesn't it kind of feel like it gets to a point that even if he, Donald Trump, becomes convicted of something, if he is found guilty on something, are we at a point that it doesn't even matter anymore because it's been such a witch hunt ever since he took
the
presidency?
It.
Yeah, that like it's, well, we are going to find him guilty of something, so we can
get
him here. Well, what about all of the other people in politics who are so clearly guilty of something that people are not really pursuing as harshly?
How many people remember O.J.? And if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. When most everybody knew he was guilty as hell of killing his wife and her boyfriend, but he never got convicted. So then the move was get him for something, get him for anything. He's got to go to jail. And so then he goes to Las Vegas and some of his memorabilia is in the hands of somebody he doesn't want it. So he goes into the room and with a gun and he holds the guy up and takes the stuff that I think was his, if I remember correctly. It's quite a while ago. And so he gets arrested and they try him and they send him to jail. And the prevailing mood in America wasn't that he was guilty of that, but that people didn't even really care. what his offense was. They just want to see him go to jail. OJ belongs in jail, so get him. For what, and that's what you're basically saying here. Trump belongs in jail. Get him. He jaywalks. Arrest him.
With O.J. Simpson, we can't forget that he did receive a guilty verdict, but that was at a civil court.
Yeah, it right. Was, 31 and million
was,
bucks.
Yes, you know, it was the liable for wrongful death in the, right. in the double murder.
Yeah, there it is. These people are amazing. They really are. And they get so worked up about, you know, in the light of eternity, who's going to give a damn? Right?
And it goes to say, it doesn't really matter what the crime is. It's who committed the crime.
Yeah, let's go get them. All right, James, what's the temperature in Dallas early in the morning? What's the temperature there right now?
Right now, it's probably about like 9. Oh, okay, it's saying 81. Later in the
81.
Day.
81, that's cool. Wow.
Well, later in the day, we're looking at 105. So.
Right. Well, you know who's going to beat you this week? New Orleans. 113 degrees over the next couple of days. Houston will be 111. Mobile, Alabama will be over 110.
What's the humidity?
Humidity in Houston will be pretty stiff in most of these places. If you look at a map of the country, the heat index forecast for the next 6 days is... let's see here. I'm looking at the three levels. The gradient levels are caution. That sounds like danger, danger, Will Robinson. And there's extreme caution. And then there's more dangerous extreme caution. Remember that line from, I quote this often, from A Few Good Men, where Demi Moore is playing the female captain. Tom Cruise is representing these guys that were accused of killing the guy down in the barracks, and Jack Nicholson is the commandant. And there's a presentation, and Demi Moore's character gets up and says, "I object, Your Honor," and duly noted. Then she says, "No, I really object." And he says, "Yeah, I get that." She says, "No, I really must object to these proceedings." And Tom Cruise is looking at her, telling her to sit down. No, I'm, and you know, it's that kind of stuff, that gradient degree. So that's how hot it is down in some portions of the southern part of the United States. 18 past the hour.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
AAA studied how a large payload in your electric Ford Lightning bed affects your range. Wait until you hear these numbers that AAA's Austin Shivers throws out. Get ready to find a charging station.
I was slightly surprised by the total impact. It was 24.5% reduction, which is significant. But even besides that, of course, the EPA cycles, there's a city and a highway, just like on your window sticker when you buy a car, it has your city and highway fuel economy. On the highway, it saw even further reductions because EVs get less economy on the highway. So we started at 278 is what we found combined range unloaded with the load that came down to 210 miles. And in the case of highway driving with the load, it went all the way down to 180 miles.
Check out my articles on carpro.com. I can help you decide if a hybrid or EV is a good choice for you. With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with carpro.com. Let's listen in.
Okay, Rick, you ready?
Yeah, hey, how about we use the theme song from Friends? You know, I'll be...
Okay, I do.
How about Lean on Me? That's what friends are for? Fine, I'll just read this. Go to carpro.com to meet your CarPro friend today. They'll prove to you that car buying doesn't have to suck.
Wait, can we say that? Absolutely.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free.
CarPro.com.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Thank you. Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Three after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, as opposed to Ralph Maggiore's Good Day program. If he's got it, I'm going to sue him because I own Good Day. How about that?
Yeah, we'll boy, better recognize.
Him. Yeah. Jay Kirshner and I are looking at social media now. Happy birthday to Pamela Lundeman, David Cannon, Barbara LeDuc, Tom Williamson, Michelle McLean, among others. Listeners to the program, having a happy, happy birthday, baby. Happy birthday. That's nice to... Let's see, what are we, Gemini? Yeah, this is the month of Geminis.
No, we are in Cancer now.
Oh, Cancer, that's right.
Yes,
too.
We crossed over into Cancer.
Crossed over into Cancer. That's indeed. All right, so let's see what we have that's cooking here, cooking with gas. Oh, yeah, there's Mr. DeSantis. Thanks for posting that picture, Jay. See, he looks like he has buck teeth. Kind of looks like... What's that lady's name that I always talk about who has...
Who does not have buck teeth? She has large teeth.
Large teeth. That may be
Ashley Green.
Ashley Graham. Right, exactly. Okay, so DeSantis says he wants to seek to end the birthright citizenship for children of undocumented immigrants. That'll make him popular with some of the... righties, right? Whatever he can say, listen, I'll say anything. I want you to know that I want to be your president and I'll tell you anything you want to hear. I'm not sure he can do that. Some of our listeners don't think he can do that. If you're born here, you're a citizen. And I think that's true.
Yeah,
I think DeSantis shows he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. What? Sorry, Jay, what did you say?
No, I just say I don't think that that's something that's so easily overturned.
No. But he doesn't. That doesn't stop him. He's just such a gas bag. Let's keep throwing things, see what sticks against the wall.
But and that's one of the things. A lot of these politicians, when they say things, they know what they can actually do and cannot do. The problem is the American public. Not everybody does because so many people don't want to do the legwork. They don't want to do their own research. They don't want to make up their own minds, their own opinions. They just look at what other people are saying and then they run with it. They confuse facts. They see it on social media, so it must be true, and confusing facts for opinions and opinions for facts. And then also just there's those fake news things that somebody says something and then if you actually go to it, you see that, oh, it's from The Onion, which is supposed to be. It's a comedy kind of
crackpot
situation.
News.
Yes, this is not real news.
That's because we don't have an education system that teaches people how to think. it's you got to believe us. We're Democrats, and everybody should be a Democrat. So that's what we're going to teach you in the third grade and all that kind of stuff.
And I don't think it's only, I do agree with you on the education system, but I don't think that's the only problem. Children, and I think that to a degree, the pendulum is swinging. But to a degree, especially like my generation, the generation above me, we were taught to blindly follow authority. Yeah. And all authority figures were basically anyone who was an adult. Don't question things because that makes you difficult, especially girls. We were raised not to question. Not me personally. I had great parents. But a lot of like my generation, we were taught you don't question anything because then that just makes you difficult and nobody likes difficult.
Yeah. Nobody likes anybody who thinks for themselves. So there's a posted, is this a poster of Juneteenth with the fists? Was that the official? I didn't remember seeing that on the day of the event last week. Is that the official Juneteenth banner? Or is that just something that somebody
graphic.
Posted?
Oh, okay. That's just a graphic created.
Somebody wondered why it was that they were fists. If this is supposed to be about loving and being compassionate to others. But that's not really what Juneteenth is about. Is about freedom.
But those fists, those aren't fists for, like, fighting. Those are solidarity fists.
Okay. But see, most people don't know that because they haven't been taught to differentiate or discern some of these things. It's a twisting and turning of facts. And that's kind of why I like to go through some of this stuff on our Facebook and Instagram pages, because some of the things that are there are a little twisted. Thank you. All right. Thanks to all. It's 28 after.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The judge overseeing presidential candidate Donald Trump's federal criminal case relating to the handling of classified materials has set a pretrial hearing date. Court papers filed Monday show that Judge Eileen Cannon scheduled a hearing for July 14th in Fort Pierce, Florida. It'll focus on the classified documents and how they will be handled. Louisiana will have to redraw the state's congressional map after the Supreme Court dismissed its appeal Monday. The state was sued last year over a new map passed by the legislature that created just one district with a black majority. That despite data census showing the state's population to be about a third black. The CDC is warning that malaria is spreading locally in the United States. Cases have been seen in Florida and Texas, the first documented cases of local transmission in 20 years. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Good day,
dear. It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Today and today only. Well, not really. You can call the Doug Line any day at any time. Take us with you. Call 855-999-DOUG and join the conversation. 855-999-DOUG.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around.
I get around.
Summertime. Most people don't realize this. Few stop to wonder about the extremely limited perspectives that people have. We think that we are guided by our five senses, right? You got smell, taste, vision, hearing, touch, right?
Touch.
Those are the five.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what about that sixth sense that you have, that you sometimes trust and sometimes you don't trust it? May I suggest that you trust it more than you are trusting it, because it may lead you in the right direction. It's impossible to know what really is a part of things that we don't understand. It's not that we do, but we don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's that stuff we we have science, and science tells us that this is what's real. I like scientific based, you know, the COVID stuff and all that. But we all kind of, well, not maybe all of us, but many of us thought, maybe we better think about this a little bit more. I just use that as an example. But there are plenty of other things.
That's an example, too.
Awaken to. Trusting your gut, as it were. So I'm going to trust my gut. I have been trusting my gut. Those of you who listen to this program a lot know that we talk a lot about China and how China is influencing what's going on in America to a fare thee well, and we are kind of lost in all of the things that are important to recognize, the press, politicians, and all kinds of stuff. We're going back and forth. How many people have paid attention to the way the Chinese have expanded down in Cuba? And this is, we continue to allow a communist regime to operate 90 miles off our coast. You see, if we had stayed, this is one of the big mistakes that Trump made. Obama sort of opened Cuba up again so that we would be able to know what was going on, and then Trump closed it down because they were commies. Well, hello, how much business do we do with the Chinese? And now the Chinese took that opportunity when Trump closed things down again to sneak in and have a naval base of their own there, just like going back to the Bay of Pigs era of the 60s. It's the same damn thing. And so we were asleep to that. We have outsourced. We talk about our military and the military-industrial complex. So much of that has been outsourced to China that we have basically given control of arms and ammo to the Chinese. Here we go. Right now, the Chinese government has started mandating extra planting of grains because they want to we now are the champions. We and the Canadians up in Alberta and Saskatchewan and Montana and Nebraska through the fields of grain, as the song suggests. We had the plains of grain, and we were the, in the international community's eyes, we were the place to come, to go, to find what people needed for food to feed their nations. Well, the Chinese are trying. They've stolen all of our technology. They are buying land still. There has been there's an effort. I thought it was taken care of, but apparently it's not. The last year there was all kinds of, there were different bills that were introduced to keep the Chinese from buying American companies and buying land in America. Why is that so difficult for us to deal with? Why are we finding this so? When you look at the Chinese Communist Party's global ambition, they want to control the world. They're colonizing Africa, and they're using the Chinese model. You can see pictures all the time of things that are going on in Sudan, for example, where the leader of the Sudan, along with the Chinese leader, are there. There's a new military base there, and the two in the Sudan, and the two are walking, inspecting the soldiers. They're not Sudanese soldiers; they're Chinese soldiers. So, what are we? And we're just. I don't know. Am I talking to myself when it comes to all of this stuff? They are all over Africa. They're all over South America, Central America. The soldiers, they don't make any bones about what we do with our soldiers is limited. But their soldiers, they do all kinds of things.
Exactly,
they
help them
building roads.
Where?
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, there are, the FBI has been out targeting suspected Chinese agents in our country. FBI and they've infiltrated some of frankly, they're not even trying to hide it anymore. They're all over the place.
They don't have to hide it anymore. That's the
no,
point.
They don't.
We have such a focus on 1 to 2 items in the news out of time. Think about the billionaires who went missing and subsequently had died in the implosion of Ocean Gate's Titan, and that the whole world was watching that. Well, what other news was happening at that same time?
Right.
The USDA cleared fake / real chicken for consumption. You have these issues of the soldiers everywhere. The Russian coup nearly got missed.
Yep. And here we have back to the Chinese, Jay, the TikTok creators, and what's going on with your financial information, with your social security number. All of this stuff is now stored in China. Anybody who's using TikTok, because of the way, if you look at the information that they require in order to get a TikTok account, I don't have one. I don't know whether you do or not. But there's a lot of sensitive financial information that now, and this is all over, this is not some, you know, some sidewise news organization. This is Forbes working on trying to get people to understand what it is that is the direct threat from China.
Well, and this is a software that is not only utilized on TikTok. It is utilized elsewhere, but at least we know it's our own government that has that information.
Well, they shouldn't have it either.
They shouldn't either. Yeah. But that's, I think, why there's such a focus on TikTok having it, because it is Chinese-owned rather
than American-owned.
They're
buying up the technology. They're buying up the food supplies. They're buying up farmland. They're buying up minerals. They're buying up natural resources. They're buying up ports. They're buying shipping terminals. Look at the ships that come in that have Costco, Chinese Overseas Container Operations. That's what that stands for. And I challenge you, at any time around the globe where these freighters are going, moving from port to port, probably 1,000 or more a day, and they're loaded with these Chinese, those big boxes that you see on trailer trucks that they are being, they haul food stuff, they haul commodities, the stuff that's at Walmart come across in those big boxes, and the stuff that's at Tractor Supply and wherever else, the Chinese stuff is everywhere. We have fallen off the edge of the earth, and I don't know if we can recover from it. The Chinese are trying to get into Mexico in a big way, and it's all with our money. Over the last 40-some-odd years, we have spent, we've gone to lengths like you wouldn't believe, corporate America, to save money. The Chinese said, okay, well, come on over here. We'll make your stuff for you. And we're stupid enough to buy it and do it. And so now they're everywhere. And so can we recover? The question with some is, well, so why do we care? You know, young kids that aren't really well educated as to what goes on. What would it be like if America were controlled, or the world were controlled, by the Chinese? What do you think it would be like? And I ask that as a rhetorical question because it goes back to something that I said earlier. I say it all the time about universal government and trying to not, you know, the old John Lennon Imagine song. We wouldn't have any of this if we all kind of work together. But we are territorial and we want control. That's a human thing. So think about the Chinese government next time you have a piece of Smithfield ham, because Smithfield ham is a Chinese product. The next time you buy a Volvo, it's a Chinese government owns Volvo. Okay? There's simple things, there's cyber spying, there's technology and intellectual property. The Chinese are buying up seats on American universities. You know how they have the chair for this and the chair for that. If somebody gives a couple of $100,000, and so they have the history chair of Joe Smith or whatever it is. Well, now they're buying up states. I don't think they're able to do it in public universities, but they're doing it in private schools all over the place. It's brazen what they're doing. For God's sakes, they had an illegal police station in downtown Manhattan to harass opponents, right?
That was
New York.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! It was above a noodle store in Chinatown. Of course it was. Right? What a better place to have a Chinese police office than over the noodle store. You know, but it's funny, but it isn't funny. And the FBI is so corrupt. Now, who knows how much influence the Chinese have on them and the CIA and other things. Now, I keep bemoaning all of these things, but there are a lot of these things. You know, after we found that there was a Chinese police station in New York, then the FBI started investigating. They found at least 100 overseas police stations operated by the Chinese in England and Netherlands and other countries.
Yeah.
They said the office, well, the Chinese said, oh, they weren't police stations. They were service centers for our people.
Tomato, tomato.
Why do you, yeah, what do you need a service center for your people? The service center, let them, why are they coming over here? Why aren't you servicing them in Beijing?
But also, aren't that what embassies are for?
Yeah, you'd think. So what's going to happen to Taiwan? That's really, you know, there are, I'm thinking about some of the smaller places in the world where the Chinese are now getting themselves involved. The small little places like some of the islands in the Caribbean are getting cozy with the Chinese. And what does happen with Taiwan? Or is that really going to, are they going to bring us to the brink of war because these countries, most of the countries I know of represent, they support Taiwan and its independent government. So is the Chinese just going to say, okay, we want that country? It's like Russia. We want Ukraine, so we're going to go take it. That would be like you saying, I like your, my next door neighbor's got a new lawnmower I like and I'm going to go take it. Right? It's theft. Grand Theft Country. And remember that old movie, Grand Theft Auto?
Oh, mm-hmm.
The communists.
Is that a video game?
Yeah, I think so. The communists are bad. Chinese is really, we got to wake up. 48 after the hour.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A Spicy Chicken Biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A Spicy Chicken Biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the Spicy Chicken Biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitrin. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitrin is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diet, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month, you're sleeping better, you've got more energy, you're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you know, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, so we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com, use the discount code Doug, you get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Cap,
do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Now 53 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jack Stockwell is traveling this week, so what a great opportunity for me. I take any opportunity I can to bring you up to date on a lot of our food, farm, and family news that we continue to provide at foodfarmfamily.com. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at the downloads. I've decided that I'm not going to call them podcasts because they really aren't. Downloads of the information that we have discussed, not only in the Good Day program, but we have a Food Farm Family segment, and that has become very popular, interesting enough, a lot of food info. But I was talking to an expert yesterday on programming, and he was giving me the numbers on how important food is in almost whether it's television or radio. It's really, everybody wants to talk about food, everybody wants to learn about food. So you can get that. That's, I guess, why we found the Food Farm Family spot, foodfarmfamily.com, to be so popular. Matter of fact, the most recent Food Farm Family download focuses on National Chocolate Pudding Day. We talk about that. And then the recalls of the day, there's always a recall or two every day. Something that you need to keep yourself aware of, and so you can get that info either in print or the audio at foodfarmfamily.com. And then there's the American Family Farmer, always talking about things that are affecting us. The weather certainly is, and we're in an El Nino. What does that mean? It's good for corn and soybeans maybe, but the temperatures down in the south, the mid-south, the deep south, the southeast especially, huge problems because of the drought there, temperatures over 100 degrees, that sort of thing. You can catch that and our newest American Family episode every week at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com. And then, of course, there's Good Day Health with Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken. The most recent focus on Jack's behalf is a focus on food is our best medicine, and it is. Food is. But that's why I like Standard Processed Products, which Jack represents in his clinic there in Salt Lake City. I use them exclusively because they get to the heart of the matter, and that is using food to fix whatever is wrong in your body. That's why they're so good, and that's why they're so successful. Anyway, Good Day Health Show podcasts, the Good Day Show, all available wherever you find your podcasts, actually, even though I'm not going to use the word podcast anymore, but I think that this as a service to the listeners, a good place to find things that you may have missed during the course of our conversations here on the program while we're on the air live. Speaking of food, farm, and family, for a lot of years, Native American farmers grew bamboo and used it for pretty much everything. They ate it. They made their clothing out of it.
It's like a superfood.
Right. Well, they built things, too, Jay, with it. Medical supplies. Early settlers said about the fact that bamboo was everywhere. I have on the pathway beside my house that leads out to the park, we have bamboo growing everywhere. And I'll mow it down, back. It takes no time at all for this stuff to grow. And it's good. Anyway, there's a company now called Alabama Boo.
Boo. Fun.
Alabama Boo.
Alabama
Boo. Like Mega Gaga, right? Anyway, this company is trying to help farmers discover the benefits of growing and selling bamboo. The director of sales there says that depending on how much you grow, could be $14,000, $15,000, $16,000 or more an acre in crop value because they're using it even to make flooring. I actually got some bamboo flooring, and I found it to be it's really strong stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a $72 billion a year industry, and the Chinese are growing it all over the place. Because they've been doing it for a long time. It's not part of the communist. It's not part of the communist manifesto. Grow more bamboo. It just is something that is good to eat. It's good for.
It's so versatile.
Yeah, that's a good word for it. Thank you. And so, for those of you, I don't know, could we put it in our garden? Should we grow it? I think once you start growing it, it doesn't go away. Though it's hard to get rid of it. So you got to be careful of where you plant it because it kind of recedes.
Why would you want it to go away? Well, wasn't that the thing with, who was it, Queen Victoria, I want to say, who made it to the Hawaiian Islands in Maui and started growing redwood forests so that way they could use it for their ships. But it takes so long to grow, so they started doing bamboo. And you have all these beautiful, lush bamboo forests.
Don't you wonder, though, how stuff like that gets started? Where did it first grow? And where did it come from? It doesn't look like a maple tree, so how the heck, where did it come from? Good question, Doug. Thank you. I get all the answers at gooddayshow.com. This is the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.